From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Katrina is gone, but the extent of the damage is just now becoming clear. In New Orleans, two levees have been breached, and the city is inundated. The mayor says 80% is underwater.
In Mississippi, Katrina hit the coastline hard. Roads and highways have been washed away, and there are reports that some towns are gone completely. Governor Haley Barbour says the death toll in Harrison County, which includes Gulfport and Biloxi, may reach 80.
Katrina also caused widespread damage as it moved north through Mississippi. NPR's David Shaper has this report from the capital, Jackson.
Search and rescue crews continue to look for victims of the hurricane who still may be stranded, as authorities say there are some parts of the Gulf Coast they still haven't gotten to yet to assess the damage, and there may be victims who have not yet been found. Scott Hamilton, a spokesman for the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA, says the path of destruction is far and wide.
Mississippi has been affected dramatically from border to border. We have probably at least a million customers, power company customers, that are out of electricity.
The widespread power outages are not just affecting coastal communities, but here in the state capital of Jackson, some 170 miles inland. More than 90% of the Jackson area is without electricity. That means no refrigerators and freezers for food, and no air conditioning, as temperatures today soared into the 90s. The local utilities are still surveying the damage and say it may take weeks or even a month or longer to fully restore power throughout the state. Only a few stores and gas stations have power and are open for business. Those gas stations that are open have long lines as people wait as long as an hour or two to fill their tanks and canisters for generators. Some motorists waited so long they ran out of gas waiting for gas and had to push their cars to the pump. In addition, people wanting to find out the fate of loved ones are having trouble getting through, as communication is difficult at best, especially along the Gulf Coast and even for emergency personnel. Again, MEMA spokesman Scott Hamilton.
The telephone systems and cellular telephone systems even on the coast have been virtually destroyed. We're communicating via satellite radios.
At least 3,000 people are staying in Red Cross shelters in the Jackson area, and volunteers spent the day hauling, loading, and unloading vital supplies like non-perishable food, water, diapers, baby formula, and other necessities to those shelters. Jimmy Downs, director of emergency services for the Central Mississippi chapter of the American Red Cross, says those are the immediate needs, but he adds that shelter may be the long-term need for many residents of southern Mississippi.
Some of them will have nothing to return to, and we anticipate sheltering at least for 30 days some portion of the population.
Asked to estimate just how many people this storm may have left homeless in Mississippi, Downs says he can only guess, but probably tens of thousands. David Shaper, NPR News in Jackson, Mississippi.